Blog Talk Radio.
Attention all gamers, this next song is not safe for work. Yes, we've done it before earlier this week, but I feel it bears repeating because, well, we'll tell you why in a minute. Today is going to be a very interesting day.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I apologize ahead of time. My brain is all on the parts in the other room. They're all boxed.
So you could see the difference in the screenshots from My Fallen Earth? That's what we were talking about before the show,
God,
y'all.
Oh, God, yes. So pretty. So much prettier than what I remember.
Yeah, well, it's prettier than what I remember because we, you know, old computer. Mm-hmm. And I, you know how I am. I stood there after I took the first screenshot that says sunset or sunrise. I can't remember which one it is, but I stood there for a good 5 minutes looking at the sunspots, watching the sun either go up or down, and I was like, oh my God, I don't remember this game being this pretty. I mean, it was pretty, but
it's a beautiful game. I know, I can't wait. I've been all week since you've been mentioning that I've been wanting to get in, and I refuse. Same way with ATB. Once I knew my parts were chipped, I was like, no more ATB. I'm not going to get ticked off because, you know, my computer can't handle all the graphics and the lag. I'm just going to wait.
Now my new Frankie, she's not even a super gaming computer, but she's doing extremely well with the, you know, the Fall APB. I think I had some issues yesterday, but I'm not sure if that was them or not. And Fallen Earth once I got
that game is laggy on its own.
Yeah, it might have been them, but Fallen Earth was so smooth and beautiful. And me and Sally Majin, of course, were just riding across the prairie.
I can't wait to play.
Man, I had a blast, and I needed that mental break yesterday. I had to shut down for a while. Let me just tell y'all this morning, oh, man. First of all, you all should know, those of you who don't live in the state of Texas, we have a monsoon going on.
And yeah, I know. It's nuts.
I was watching something at probably 3:30 this morning, because y'all know I sleep in spurts now. I sleep in spurts. So I was asleep like from 9 until 1. Then I woke up and watched something. I went back to sleep and I was awake again at 3. And then everything shuts off. And I just heard whoosh, you know. I was like, what the? Is it a tornado? I'm listening for the grinding noise. Okay, that's not a tornado. Because, you know, Texans know what a tornado sounds like. It's a deck. So then I look outside and I had the windows open, but I had the windows like in between my house and the other house, so the wind wasn't coming in the window, it was just rushing past, and all I could see was a flurry of leaves and stuff, and I was like, what is going on out there? Monsoon. And it's still going on.
So what's going on is they got that the cold front that came down the Rockies,
mm-hmm.
and it's now coming down the Midwest, and it just hit Texas last night. It hit us. I'm up on the northern border of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It hit us about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock last night, and I heard it. I mean, it hit the house full force. It was like, whoosh, and it hasn't stopped.
That's what you know. Did you do what I do? Wait a minute, tornado? No.
I was like, what's that? Is that rain? Is that a tornado? What is that? Is that a car? No, that's way too long. That's too long for a car. What is that? Of course, you know, you got to go look, and it's one of those, all right, is this wind from weather, or is this wind from fire?
yes, because it's a drought. Now, we're going to be amped like this all day, so make sure you are keeping an eye on us, because this is going to be a crazy day.
Such awesome stuff to talk about tonight. I can't
wait. I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview. So you all know, I watch some of the morning talk shows, the Wendy Williams, the Steve Harvey's, the Anderson Live, and all those, because, you know, our show at night is similar to that. If you don't listen to us at night, you really should. But our night show is similar to what they do. So sometimes I listen every now and again. They throw something about gamers in there. And, you know, we end up talking about it later that night. But this morning I'm sorry, y'all, pissed. So I'm watching Wendy Williams, and she has her where she sometimes has guests on, and they do like kind of like The View kind of thing. But it's not just women. Mm-hmm. They have men. And, of course, they're talking about the tragedy that happened, which we've been talking about all week, too. And immediately she goes into this tirade, her and the other three women, about Call of Duty. And Call of Duty, you know, this boy was playing Call of Duty. And I'm like, first of all, you got your games confused, Trix. It was Mass Effect. If you're going to be blaming something, at least blame the right one. And next, they're going on, you know, whether, you know, you need to stop buying these games for your kids and hug them. And these people need to stop making these games. And wait, another one, and I don't remember which show she's on, but if we can gather some audio tonight, we'll be playing it back for you so you can hear if I can get a hold of it. I'm actually going to see if I can actually contact them and ask if they will give it to us, and if they won't, I will find other means to get it, if we can. But another one is from some other talk show on NBC in the mornings, and she was saying, well, we hear the kid has had Asperger's, and he, you see what happens, you put the people with the Asperger's in the other room, and they just constantly play shoot, and the guy from Penn and Teller. The guy from Penn and Teller. And I don't know which one he is, Penn or Teller. The bigger one with the dark hair. You all, if anybody knows, there, you know which one is which. And I'm gonna find out your name. I am adoring you this morning because he spoke up for us and he said, you know, it is idiotic, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here. Idiotic of us to constantly start looking to blame forms of media, art forms. He says, and video games are an art form. And I was like, yes, thank you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
He said, you know, they're an art form. We're blaming them instead of the person that did this. A person did this, and we also need to look at the parents. Same thing we said. Look at the parents.
Yes, the parents knew he had an issue and did not get him help.
Yeah. So
she was too busy going out to the flipping pub and crying in her beer over it than to actually get him help.
Okay, Joe says Penn is the bigger dude. Well, Penn is our new hero. Thank you, Penn. We are Gamer Girls Radio is loving you this morning. I wish we could find your people. He was dropping the science to go back to the 90s and grab the old slang. He was just educating her. And Wendy was like, well, you know, it's Call of Duty. It's a game about shooting, you know, and it's all about murder. And he says, you know, he says, nobody blames Shakespeare. Shakespeare has violence and murder and suicide in it as well, but we think it's beautiful. And you know, he says, it is beautiful. The games are beautiful. And he says, well, we don't hug our kids. He says, there's nothing in Call of Duty that says you can't go hug your kid. There's nothing in there that says go and shoot your kid. It doesn't say any of that stuff. Where are you getting this from? And I was like, ah, yes.
Oh, my God.
Preach, brother, preach. Okay, yeah.
Joseph Penn is the bigger dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Penn is the bigger guy. Penn was the one that was on. So tonight, of course, we'll be talking about this again, and there'll be lots of yelling and screaming and cursing because you know how we roll. Make sure you're here. You are welcome to call in and voice your opinion because clearly we are now under attack. Gamers are under attack again, and literally this was just a case of somebody being mentally ill. Let me draw it out for you media people. The people stealing the $1 million in Wii U, gamers most likely, should be blamed directly. They stole them. Somebody killing somebody after they have played a game is just a weird coincidence, as Pentel told her this morning. Of course he played it. Everybody's playing it. It's a popular game. Everybody's also seeing Cloud at Atlas, too. But when they get up and if they leave the theater and kill somebody, are you going to face the fall of Cloud Atlas? Because, no. Anyway.
All right. On kind of the same vein and something we should celebrate, seriously, there should be gamer parties for this.
Whoop!
GamePolitics.com this morning has a story that had me just dancing and jumping up and down and twittering, and yeah. Senator Joseph Lieberman, the bad guy, the guy who hates gaming, bids Senate bye-bye. That's right. He's out of there, folks. He's gone. Hasta luego, but no, I don't ever want to see you again, dude. Senator Joseph Lieberman from Connecticut, who gamers might know as one of the original critics of video game violence, is retiring from the U.S. Senate at the end of the month after a 24-year term. That's right, folks. 11 days left. We have to deal with this idiot. back in the early 90s, Lieberman led hearings on the video game violence and threatened the industry that if it didn't do something, Congress would. And so the Entertainment Software Rating Board, ESRB, was born. 1 year later, Lieberman co-sponsored the Family Entertainment Protection Act, which called for federal enforcement of the ESRB ratings, fining retailers up to $5,000 for selling M or AO-rated games to minors. That bill never became law. Last week, Lieberman delivered his farewell speech on the Senate floor. There's even a video, if you want to head over to it. I'm going to grab it in a minute and put it up on new.gamingmatrix.com. You can check it out. What did he say? Farewell letter from Lieberman that came to the ECA boss, Hal Halpin. Michelle, at the end of this year, I will retire from the United States Senate. As my 24 years of Congress draw to a close, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve you as Senator. This has been an extraordinary privilege. During my career, I have always been inspired by the strength shown by people through even our darkest days, and this past Friday, December 14th, was certainly one of the darkest in Connecticut's history. But even in the wake of the terrible tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School, we remain as united by our resolve to build a more perfect union as we are in our grief over the innocent lives that we lost in Newton. Over the years, I have benefited from your thoughts and concerns on important legislative policies and their impacts on Connecticut, in particular, and the nation as a whole. I thank you for the writing, da-da-da-da-da. He goes on, patting himself on the back, all the stuff, as is custom. I have the privilege of delivering farewell remarks on the Senate floor last week. Finally, I want to say that an active and engaged citizenry is essential to our democracy. I hope you will continue to stay in touch with your elected representatives in the future, lifting your voice and working together with those in Congress and in the administration. You can really make a great difference. All right, folks, so he's out of there 11 days. Part of me wants to, clap him on the back because the ESRB is a good thing. On the other part, he does nothing but blame games for everything. I don't even think he understands what goes on in video games, how video games are made, anything. I don't think he understands how the ESRB is supposed to work, how parents are not following it, how they don't care about the ratings, how parents are using these video games as babysitters.
Well, he created the ESRB and then didn't give them any real power, honestly.
No.
Because the ESRB should be able to go into a retailer and say, hey, cut this out. They should be able to track these parents that buy the games, not just for violence sake.
You know, why not? They let the drug and alcohol bureaus do that. You can walk into a store. You can even pose somebody underage with the drug and alcohol. Why not somebody in a video game? All right, I'm going to hire your kid. We hire them to do acting. Why not? Go in and try to buy this game.
Well, somebody is doing it. Somebody is doing that. I just don't know who. I don't know if it's ESRB or not. But the problem is they're not taking these people to task.
No.
I'm bananas in y'all's ear. Deal with it.
Nom, nom, nom.
But they're not taking them to task. They're not saying to, Walmart, hey, you should not be running these trailers here in Walmart. In Walmart, they put up their ratings. I will give them their due. Target as well. They made a big screen where the parents can check the ratings. But they still have too much access to see things. I don't want Baby Natrix seeing trailers before I've had a chance to view them. Anything you hear me say,
exactly. Yes.
I've already looked at it beforehand and either come up with a way that I'm going to explain to her.
I've seen that at Walmart because they've got the video screens up where they're sitting there playing trailers, and I'm like, that's a 2-year-old in there once, shouldn't
they? Yeah. I pre-screen so that if there's questions or she's upset or something scares her, then I'm already ready with the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, because YouTube and even us on our website, we're supposed to specific videos, they're rated above a certain rating, we have to put them behind an age gate.
I think our age gate stopped working a long time ago, so some of them I just go through and I have to email the publisher and say, our thing is not working. We're not going to pull it up, but we put your story up. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're very, very particular about that. We're responsible.
Yeah.
Now,
go ahead.
I got one. I got to do this one.
All right. Well, you do another one because I got one that's kind of on the same topic. So.
I didn't do one at all. One of you.
Well, you do it. You do it. I'm telling you, girl, I'm all excited. I'm all like, let's go. Punch out the power. I got to build my computer.
I'm trying to drag it out so that it'll go by quickly for you.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help. I understand. All right. Thanks, Redbox. Yeah. Okay. or something. I don't know. Thanks. World War Z, not World War Z, I'm sorry. The War Z has been pulled from Steam. Ginger was telling you about this game yesterday, I believe. You were talking about it. It's on Steam. Well, this is from Hammerpoint Interactive, and this is the zombie-centric The War Z, very close to World War Z. Excuse me. Pulled from the Steam store, the game still has a page in the catalog, but there is no longer a way for you to purchase the title. The War Z was launched just Monday and received significant backlash from people who said, you all didn't give us what you said was in the game. We're not happy. The game's original Steam profile mentioned two gameplay modes, selectable skills, multiple worlds between 100 to 400 square kilometers, and the ability to run private servers. Instead, what you got was one gameplay mode, no skills, a single map of around 72 square kilometers, and no option for a private server. Of course, the people over at Hammerpoint are saying, from time to time, a mistake can be made, and one was made by prematurely issuing a copy of War Z for sale via Steam. We apologize for this. Oh, I'm sorry, this is from Steam, actually, and have temporarily removed the sale offering of the title until we have time to work with the developer and have confidence in a new build. Those who purchased the game and wish to continue playing it via Steam may do so. Those who purchased the title via Steam and are unhappy with what they have received may seek a refund by creating a ticket at our support site. The War Z executive producer Sergei Titov took the game's official forums to explain the developer side of the situation. He said it was clear that there are a number of customers that felt that information about the game was presented in a way that could have allowed for multiple interpretations. Really? If it's in print and it says run your own server, there's no other way to take that. He says, we've taken steps to correct this and format information presented on our Steam store page in a way so that it provides more clear information about game features that are presented in the Foundation release and what to expect in the coming weeks. We also want to extend our apologies to all players who misread information about the game's features. In an interview with GameSpy, Titov also explained that those missing features were planned for a 2012-2013 content update. He stood by his forum statement, certain purchasers misread the game's features, and this embellished their expectations. Yeah, so there was mass hysteria. There's no word on when the War Z will be returning to Steam. You know what, Sergey? You would have done better with that second explanation and said, yes, we're going to be including those features, but they're coming at a later date. We apologize. We should have made it clear that it's not coming now, and that would have worked much better than, oh, you all are crazy. That's not what you saw. And let me read you. I'm looking at it, and it does say that. Two modes of play, normal and hardcore, combination of first person and third perspective, amount of PvE and PvP environments, safe settlements where players can purchase settlements for items as well as post notes for other players, up to 100 players per game server, dedicated public servers as well as private servers. Single purchase down. You know what? You all, you lied to the people.
Yeah, you did. You let them on, and then you get down, and you're like, you didn't see that. You didn't see that.
You didn't see God's anything.
Press release we put out.
If it's in print on the internet, it stays, people. Pictures, if it's up, it stays forever. You can't hide it behind, oh, by the way, I blocked so-and-so. It goes up on Google. Sorry, that's the way Google is made. You can get around it. Stop lying to people. They know what they saw. You tell your people they're crazy. You know what? If I had a copy of this game and I saw that where you were saying I was crazy, I didn't really see that, I would ask for a refund just for that reason.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now Steam's like, you know what? We're pulling it down. Sorry, folks. All right, so. What was the story? Oh, yeah, there was the story I was going to do. All right, with everything that's going on, the tragedies at Sandy Hook, you knew this was going to come. Senator Jay Rockefeller, who looks like he probably wouldn't even know how to turn on a computer, introduces bill to study how violent video games affect children. I'll tell you how they affect them, Mr. Jay Rockefeller. When parents who don't care about the kids let their kids play games, well, you know, then it affects them. If smart parents don't let them play the games, then it doesn't affect them. Woohoo, there we go. Anyways, Senator Jay Rockefeller, Democrat from West Virginia, do they even have internet there, has introduced a bill that would have the U.S. National Academy of Sciences study how video games and other media like films and television affect children. The bill would also expand studies already conducted by the Federal Trade Commission and Federal Communications Commission. Rockefeller's bill comes on the heels of the shootings last Friday at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut, where 20 children and 6 adults were killed by a lone gunman. Under the bill, the National Academy of Sciences would have 18 months to investigate and file a report to Congress, the FCC, and FCC. Major corporations, including the video game industry, make billions on marketing and selling violent content to children. No, they don't, you big fat idiot! Oh my God. Rockefeller said in an email statement to Bloomberg's Business Week, they have a responsibility to protect our children. No, they don't. You parents have a responsibility to protect your children. If they do not, you can count on Congress to make a more aggressive role. The Center for Digital Democracy is backing Rockefeller's bill. They say, we need to gather the scientific evidence to better determine what impacts immersive shoot-em-up interactive games have shaping the psychosocial development of our children, including whether they become desensitized to violence. This is coming from Jeffrey Chester, executive director at the Center of Digital Democracy, a Washington-based group. Common Sense Media, a longtime opponent of video games, also backs the measure. They say, while to date we've seen studies that touch on the correlation between video game violence and aggression, more conclusive research from objective sources is desperately needed to fully understand those effects. You know what? We've had those. Y'all just refuse to take those. Oh, you annoy me. Y'all are such brain-dead, self-serving idiots. I understand y'all are getting paid by these other companies. I understand you've got deep pockets that need to be filled.
I am squinting and squinting angrily.
Oh. You know, we may need to take a road trip. We may need to go to the floor of Congress and be all like, no, stop being stupid.
We may need to just get on the floor of Congress and just lay down.
I could do that. We'll handcuff each other.
That sounds kind of hot, actually.
We won't go until you listen and stop being stupid.
I don't know if I need to be speaking in front of Congress. They might arrest me because, I'm going to tell you, I'm already aggravated. As soon as I get there, I'm aggravated.
Blame the video game companies? That's just... That's like blaming Twinkies for making you fat.
Nobody wants you to eat all the freaking Twinkies.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not a tiny little girl. I like me some food. But seriously, I'm not going to blame somebody.
I do not want Twinkies.
I had to mention Twinkies.
Oh, no. You apparently don't know how to hook the Twinkies up the way that I do, or you would like them.
I do not like Twinkies. They're way too sweet, way too sweet.
See? Like I said, you haven't had them hooked up the way that I do.
It's like, bleh. Oh, yeah.
No. You heat them up so they're nice and warm. And then you
never
put
a warm Twinkie.
Yes, and then you're going to put a smattering of sour-ish strawberries on the top that takes the sweet down. Oh, it's good.
See, Corey's trying to poison me again.
I'm not trying to poison you.
You're giving me strawberries.
Wait a minute. Are you allergic to strawberries?
Yes.
I'm glad you
I'm sorry, Joe. My bad.
Uh-oh. You done insulted the Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
You done insulted the Joe.
Angry Joe.
We're very militant today. This is what they think we're like both of us. Next
day, I'm angry.
Yes, apparently this is we go out and we kill people when we're like this. Okay. Ah.
Who needs mistletoe with a face like this? Oh, that's cute.
Oh, sweet. It's just sweet. Okay. Paradox.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what to say about y'all. They sent us over another release schedule. None of it will have Salem on it, so...
Where is... No. Stop talking to us until you give us Salem.
I'm just saying. I need my Salem. Okay. So they said, of course, the holidays are happening sort of right this second. Eating gifts, booze-soaked regret, all that good stuff. So you hope that we're neck deep in a pile of presents and tinsel, feverishly shaking all of those pretty boxes to try and deduce what's inside. So they've given us, instead, a handy list of games that we can promise that we'll get to play next year. You people are evil over at Paradox. Of course, it's once you've got yourself under control, you should really just relax for the rest of the holiday season. Sure, the cat knocked over the tree for the fourth time, and the mall is full of psychopaths, and Aunt Annie's experimenting, glazing her own ham, and then a trip to the hospital. But who cares? You got a PC for the games, a pile of
luck at all, at least one day off where you can kick back and make funny digital people run around and cause mischief in the pursuit of your own glory. So what are we going to get? Okay, so already out now is War of the Roses, and it's Winter Has Arrived, I guess is the name of that expansion pack. Coming early next year, Crusader Kings 2, The Republic, Diamondland, March of the Eagles, Inspire, Empire,
Danielle,
I'm sorry.
Danielle, I love you. Or Danielle, sorry. Danielle.
The Showdown Effect, and then towards March, April, middle, towards spring, Cities in Motion 2, East versus West, Hearts of Iron. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I see a fight about to happen. I see it right there. I saw the fisticuffs. Cities in Motion 2 coming out at the same time as Sim City.
No, we'll lose Corey. No, don't let the game come to light. No.
I'm not talking about that fight. I'm talking about the fight between EA and Paradox.
Oh, that's,
ooh, that's going to be bloody and ugly. Okay, anyway, so you also have East versus West, Hearts of Iron game, Europa Universalis 4. Still, I sees no. What is it, Ginger?
I don't remember. What is it?
Salem.
No Salem!
You know, Paradox, we do love you in a perverse way. But you have got to get the Salem going. We are
yes,
ready.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Right now, I've got so many games I want to play. It's kind of one of those.
You know what? Fallen Earth is going to pull you in as soon as you turn it on and you look at it.
I know.
You know what else we couldn't see before that I realized? We couldn't see day and night cycles, could we?
I thought it was always dark.
I thought it was always daytime.
Oh, there we go.
So I saw stars and planets in the sky last night.
Planets?
Planets. There's other planets up there.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh.
I've got to check it out now.
I accidentally looked up and went, oh, my God.
Yes, and if Corey does that, then you know it's like 30 minutes. Corey, look away. Corey, come on, Corey. Corey, something's going to hit you. Corey.
Something did hit
you. That fire-breathing zombie is on us. Corey.
It was the sandworm that got me when I was looking up at the planets. Swallowed up Sally Mae Jane course. I had to leave her behind.
Poor Sally Mae Jane course.
Oh, Sally. Bye, Sally.
She gets murdered in the most brutal ways.
She does. She's always eaten. She got eaten by a prey chicken last night, followed by a sandworm, and something.
I know people are going to be like, how big are these chickens? These chickens are huge. They're like the size of a sedan.
Go look at our Facebook page. And not all of them are aggressive, by the way, but the aggressive ones, they seem to like the taste of horse. And something else ate her. I've never seen whatever this monster was before.
Found chupacabra yet?
No, I've not found chupacabra, but this is some other weird type of monster thing. I don't know what it was. I was just like, oh, what's that? Can I harvest? Oh, God, run!
See, I love that. This is one of those games that has stepped outside the box. There are no orcs. If there are rats, I've not found them. Actually, I think I have found rats, but they're huge. I mean, but this is different, that there are things in here that you wouldn't have thought about. I mean, mutated chicken.
Crabs, the hermit crabs that have the coolers on their backs and TV.
Yes. Yes.
I love them.
All kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, just
oh, no, you know what it was that ate her? No, it was a giant cockroach that ate her.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen those before either. I kept hearing, and then I looked, and I went, ooh, and then Sally Mae started screaming, and I was like, I jumped off, and I ran. I was like, you're on your own?
I don't like bugs. No.
You better run, Sally. You better run.
There are plants that, like, attack you. It's
have you ever seen the giant cockroaches?
I don't think so.
They're, like, big enough to be mounts. They're that big.
Wow.
And their little wings flap. It's just, okay, anyway, we're all off the topic of news.
Okay, so more on the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The ESRB is issuing their statements now.
Oh, come on, y'all. Do it.
Late last night at the Entertainment Software Association. You know what? Let me start over again. Late last night, the Entertainment Software Association, the ESA, broke its silence on the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, offering its condolences to the families of the victims, but urging lawmakers to include a mountain of research that has shown no correlation between playing video games and real-world violence. The statement was likely a response to a bill in the Senate sponsored by Senator Jay Stupidhead Rockefeller that calls for the National Academy of Sciences to conduct an 18-month study of the effects of violent video games compared to other entertainment mediums. The Entertainment Software Association and the entire industry it represents mourns the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Our heartfelt prayers and condolences go out to the families who lost loved ones and to the entire community of Newton. The statement read, the search for meaningful solutions must consider the broad range of actual factors that may have contributed to this tragedy. Any such study needs to include the years of extensive research that has shown no connection between the entertainment and real-life violence. There have been a number of highly speculative reports citing the shooters, who, with name out of respect for the victims, played a number of violent video games, including Call of Duty, StarCraft, Mario Party. Mario Party is violent?
Yes, of course, because you're shooting shell. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're, I don't know, maybe you're falling too fast from the chalkboard with the eraser. I don't know what you're doing.
World of Warcraft and Dynasty Warriors. These claims have not been confirmed. Yes, because every time I play World of Warcraft, I think that I'm a hot-ass blood elf who wants to around shooting arrows into everything.
I don't know about you, but I told you, I was just outside this morning looking for prairie chickens because, you know, it was time to eat breakfast. I was looking to see if anyone would run by.
The Entertainment Software Association is the trade group that represents the video game industry, runs the annual Electronic Entertainment Expo, for those noobs out there, that's E3, and operates the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, the ESRB, which provides the ratings classifications for video games in the United States. You know, the little M or the R or the G or E. No, not G, it's E. Rated E for everybody on the little bottom, usually the left-hand side, I think. Anyways, yeah, so that is what they have to say. Good on you, ESRB. I think you're awesome. I think you're amazing. And you're the only one here making any sort of sense. Everybody else is talking nonsense and should shut up and eat a Twinkie.
Ginger?
Yes?
I'm going to steal your baby.
No, you're not. Oh,
you, see, that's how you get Ginger out of a high register right there. No. See the voice drop? No.
Right. Yeah, that's my baby. I can't wait to take pictures. She's going to be so pretty.
I'm jealous.
Sorry, Frank and Fred. You have served me well. Just, you know.
Needs to become a side server. There you go.
I should take pictures of what's become of Frank and Fred. She has had some modifications that you wouldn't usually see on computers, like HEPA filters over both fans. But I live on a dirt road. And I got tired of having to clean out my fans, so now she has to HEPA filters.
Ooh, that's actually pretty smart. Who would have thought? All right, you people, you developers over that made the game Thread, you guys are all kinds of awesome. Thread is a free game for iOS that donates all of the money that they raise from in-app purchases, after taxes, of course, to the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. The game is made by Bitmonster. That's the studio that made Lily and is run by Lee Perry, who used to work on Gears of War at Epic. I'm getting choked up. I'm sorry. In the game, you control a little spacecraft that races forward through a striped tube that twists and turns. You need to zoom forward, collecting white blobs while avoiding black and red nasties. And it really is a beautiful game if you've not played it on iOS. I wish it was on Android. I would buy it just because I know where the money goes. So Lee Perry wrote to Eurogamer and said that he was inspired by Rez, Osmos, and Flo. And there's music and Thread by the superstar DJ Tietza, as well as DJ Poet and Tokomonas. Tokimonsta. One of the game's many in-app purchases does cost around $299. And I said, why that number? I said, that's pretty excessive, Perry wrote. He says, as it turns out, about $205 is what it takes to provide an HIV expectant mother with retro antivirals through her entire pregnancy and breastfeeding term. $209.99 is literally an in-app purchase that means a child is likely to live without HIV because of that purchase. Those medications can apparently give a newborn a 98% chance of being born HIV-free. And Coca-Cola, of course, is paying, putting some muscle behind the project. That is just so beautiful. And it's funny to me that, and again, I'll probably say this again tonight, it's funny to me that when something goes wrong, everybody looks to blame gamers, game developers. Mm-hmm. But when this type of stuff happens, I don't see it anywhere on the news. I don't see Wendy Williams talking to Oprah. You too, Tyra, when you had your show. Ellen, none of you want to say anything good about what the game community does for the rest of, for our rest of our communities. We get no kind of love or respect for that. And this is something that's being done that's beautiful. And for that matter, Oprah, Wendy, all of you, how come you don't buy? Go and buy one of these. You should buy five or six of these. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, so...
I had to get my morning basket out.
We're all about all kinds of crap that's going on today. Okay, so, because this is going to be the all federal government news show today, FTC updates child online safety regulations to deal with social networks and apps. The Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission announced today that it has updated its 10-year-old rule on children's online safety, but came just short of adding changes that would sanction or hold responsible platform holders like Facebook and Apple. That's crap right there. The new rules hope to tighten privacy and sharing restriction rules for children who might use social networks or mobile apps. Under the new FTC changes, apps and websites used by children have to obtain parental consent before gathering or tracking information and other forms of data, including videos and pictures. This, the FTC hopes, will curb app makers and their third-party affiliates from accessing data they shouldn't be, like email addresses, information such as geographic location, or online behavior. But the FTC stopped short of rules it proposed in August about third-party plugins on websites such as Facebook's Like button or ads placed by advertising networks. These kind of functions will only have to meet the new child online privacy regulations if they know that collecting information through a website or app that targets children. The FTC also explicitly included exemptions for apps for app platforms. In announcing the new rules, FTC Chairman John Leibowitz said that they strike the right balance between protecting innovation that will provide rich and engaging content for children and ensuring that parents are informed and involved in their children's online activities. The funny? I don't know. Personally, I think Facebook and Apple should be held responsible. You approve these apps to go on your app store. You are supposed to have somebody check these over. This is how these apps keep getting on the on Facebook and Apple, and we've seen it on Google Plus, that are ripped off, steal your information and everything else.
It's more than that. The kids aren't supposed to be playing without your consent. Like I told y'all last week, Baby Natrix snuck and signed up for a Gmail account, and I knew within minutes she had done it, and I went in and commandeered the account. So she still has it, but I control it.
Yes.
So if she's on Google Plus playing, I immediately know. And the technology that we have makes it so much easier for parents. But a lot of you are just lazy. Why are you so lazy?
Mm-hmm.
It's click, 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 and you only have to do it the one time. Quit being lazy.
I will fully admit that when my sister was a teenager, she went through a stage where she was doing stuff she shouldn't have. So for my parents, I helped them out. I got them a program that keylogged everything on that computer.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was ticked. But you know what? It kept her safe, so.
Y'all are ridiculous. You have all these controls and stuff, and it's like, oh, I don't know anything about this. I'm just going to let my son or my daughter do it. Really?
I did. I set it up so that her emails went to my mom's account, messages, all that fun stuff. I mean, you could pull it up and check messages at any time, everything that had gone on. Yeah.
All right, those of you who like to do a little hacking, got a job for you. Guess who's hiring?
Who's hiring?
The Defense Intelligence Agency. They're looking for some exploits. That's right. That's right. The government, according to VentureBeat, wants more mobile know-how and not just in protecting employees' phones from leaking porn on accident. The U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency put out a request for information to find those who can hack into a mobile phone both by using readily available tools and creating tools where there are none. The RFI was posted on December 12th and states that it is looking for a contractor that will need to receive top secret clearance with a single scope background investigation. On the mobile side, the contractor will need to provide both analytical and engineering support. That is, you must be able to find and harvest the data from phones and perhaps even use the phone for information gathering. You need to know how to operate commercially available off-the-shelf tools and government available off-the-shelf tools. You must also be able to provide training to others on the team about using these tools. So get your friends together, all get a job. The engineering is where building tools on the fly comes in. A mobile phone's data may not be accessible through conventional means. Thus, it would be on you to figure out a way in. This is just another example of how mobile is becoming a critical element of national safety. It's a classic case of hiring potential hackers who know their way around anything and can help the government become just as limber. If you think you're the person that they're looking for, the RFI requests that you email Mr. Quentin McCoy, contacting officer at quentin.mcoy@dodis.mil, and tell him you want the job. Tell him we sent you.
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't know if I would take this job.
I...
On one hand, you know what I say? I will take this job, and you know I can do it on one condition. I need to know if there really are aliens in Area 54. I need to know if we have time traveled and black holes and all that stuff that you all keep saying is conspiracies and that we're crazy. I need to know if it's real. And if you lie to me, I will know because I already hacked your phone.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now you may give me clearance, and now I will tell no one. But, ooh, I just need to know for myself.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of hackers, hacker claims Valve is an easy target, and that League of Legends might be next. Dude, you're not the first one to hack them. Come on, get off your high horse. Anyways, on December 16th, S2 Games issued an alert via its forums, letting users of its online game Heroes of New Earth know that a password security breach had occurred, and that users should change their passwords. The person behind that security breach later held a Reddit AMA. Titled, I Am the Guy Who Hacked HON, where he bragged about his prowess as a hacker and made some claims against several other online games' lack of security. All right, so what did he say? The hacker, who claims to be a security network engineer in Belarus, says that he hacked Heroes of New Earth for kicks and that he would be willing to explain how he accomplished the security breach after he gave S2 some time to fix the problem. He claims that they still haven't. But the biggest concerns is that he is considering targeting other games in the future. In the AMA thread, he said that he is considering hacking Riot Games' popular MOBA title, League of Legends. I guess I'll do LOL next, as this was so funny. Yeah, it's going to be really funny until you get to it, right? The unknown hacker also said the Valve would be an easy target because it wouldn't be too hard to compromise them. But he hasn't seriously looked at the problem yet. Air quotes there. Air quotes. You know what, dude? Leave my games alone, because if I find you, you're going to hopefully get you back together.
Ooh. Hackers always remember, if you're going to be a hacker, you probably want to start going to the gym. Just saying.
Yeah.
Because hacking will not save
you. Oh.
Hacking will not save you from bare knuckle to the face. I'm just saying.
Exactly. This girl has very good aim. Very good aim. I can throw things like you would not believe.
Yeah, I have the... What is this? There's actually some kind of... I don't know what to call it. Condition that people that feel no pain or have a high threshold for pain, I do. So you can hit me back if you want to. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. I'm just going to be even more angry.
Yep.
And Mr. McGee, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Anyway. GM connects customers with infotainment systems in an industry first at General Motors. And they sent this over to us. What is with the car companies and sending us stuff? I don't know what. I guess I appreciate the love, General Motors. Thank you. In an industry first automaker, GM has created the position of connected customer specialist. And they've hired a team of 20-somethings to help car owners connect their computers, tablets, cell phones, and other technologies to the infotainment systems now available in your Chevy, your Cadillac, your Buick, and GMC. The selected GM infotainment specialists have worked in numerous tech support roles, dispensing counsel at Genius Bars for computer and communications companies, helping customers navigate through new technologies. You know what? I love how they try to make this sound all complicated. Any average person that has built a computer can be a tech support rep. So. It's not hard. Hundreds of applicants, of course, were considered for the 25 positions allocated specifically to training and educating GM dealerships on the use of MyLink, Q, and IntelliLink system. Wow, I can't talk today. Which are capable of providing information, navigation, communication, and entertainment. The new specialists will be deployed nationwide, which probably means they're remote and probably means they're going to be hiring again at some point. Because for some reason, those cars they named are usually older people or elderly cars. And putting technology in it is going to have the same effect as you giving your grandma a new Alienware computer. Still don't know what the hell to do with it. It's pretty, but they don't know what to do with it.
Exactly. I know, I'm still trying to decide what I'm going to do with these parts. I'll probably donate them again.
No. Oh, we'll talk after the show. I'm going to tell you.
All right. Okay, so Potato Man seeks the truth. That's right, I said truth. Have you ever thought deeply about the truth? Do you seek it? Are you prepared to face it?
Yes, but how does this tie in with French fries?
a new game that will help you out. Potato Man Seeks the Truth is a unique and challenging potato-sophical platforming adventure. Potato-sophical platforming adventure. It'll make you question everything you thought you knew about potatoes and the truth. Guide Potato Man through scorching deserts, dark forests, busy cities, and even the tallest mountains on your quest to discover it. On the journey, you will meet those who try to tell you what and where the truth is.
Oof.
But be careful. Only you can reveal Potato Man's true nature. All right, so Potato Man Seeks the Truth is available right now for Mac and PC and costs a whole $3. You can pick it up over at pixeljam.com, and I will have this up for you on new.gamingmatrix.com in just a little bit. So check over there. Because you know you want the truth. And Corey's all quiet.
That's because I'm muted, and I'm thinking about French fries. I was talking about French fries. I was wondering why you weren't saying anything.
That's because you're muted. Well, we do this daily. We trade back and forth between who's going to mute.
This is true. Okay, guys, I just want to warn you, the end is really nigh.
No! I know, it's supposed to end. It's supposed to end while we're on air, 11-11 tomorrow.
Well, I got my wrench ready, and I got my stockpile of food, and I got my car. So, but I just want to let you know, Funcom also wants to pass out a message to let you know the end is nigh. What is going on? See, it's already
nigh. The end is nigh.
It's not the end of nigh. The end is nigh, woman.
Nigh? What?
The end of the world. Joel over at Funcom has sent out another The End of Days video log, too. Speaking of end of days, he says, of course, these are truly amazing times to be following the Secret World. Not only did Funcom move their market subscription fee last week so you can jump in and play until the world actually ends, this week the company released the fifth major content update, Issue 5, The Vanishing of Titan Freeborn, which is chock full of great content, including a special in-game and end-of-days event. You can, of course, read more about Issue 5, Vanishing Titan Freeborn. I like that name, on their official site. Joel, also, because the public has been exposed to him and his madness this month.
Has
been prepared for tomorrow. And his dad prepares for tomorrow. Let me go ahead and do my music because I can't even talk. I'm laughing so hard. Okay, so a few days ago, Joel released his first video log chronicling his preparation for the end. And today he has released a second video log, which we just shared with you on Twitter, where he bids farewell to the team and goes on a last-minute shopping spree for some supplies before entering the bunker and closing the hatch. You can, again, check that that trailer out on our Twitter, and we'll add it to the site a little bit later. Since this is apparently a last farewell to the world, Joel has released also a game director's letter today where he reflects on the move away from required subscription, but also detailing what content would have gone into Issue 6 if he had thought the world would survive the apocalypse. You can also check that out on the site. I love you, Funcom. I absolutely adore you. So tomorrow, right about this time, you all should be preparing to run from the Zambies.
Zambies? No, not the Zambies!
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I've already have my gear ready that I'm going to be wearing. I'm wearing it today. And it is a sweatshirt, it is long pants, it is boots that cover my ankles because there will be no ankle biting.
You know, there was an object added to the household the other day that I'll tell you about off air because... there's weapon in the house now, though.
And
you better watch out.
Look, and I got some lighter. I got some hairspray on standby. You know, a little torch. I got some gasoline in a can in my car. I got some hot sauce for eyes, because that's for regular humans, because you other people are crazy. I got 3 bottles of hot sauce, actually. I got me some Strang. See, y'all are like, yes, I'm strying because I'm Texan. I got some iron because you can, iron can be used like those, what are those, the things you can sling over your head with the balls on the end? Yeah, you can do that with an iron. y'all think I'm kidding.
Wait. Close on it?
No, it's one of those, the medieval weapons, you know, with the chain. Right now, but.
It's got a morning star.
Well, no, it's iron. It's not a morning star, but iron can be used the same way.
All right.
You know, with the cord, because they don't break. They don't break. You ever see an iron cord break? Okay, so I got that ready. I got some suitcase packed over there.
my Guitar Hero guitars are going too, because you got to hit Zombie with.
Yes, you got to hit them with soul music.
No, with the guitar. Come on, work.
Oh, okay.
Got some sunglasses ready to protect my eyes from the sun. And then I'm going to have some goggles I'm going to put over that. And then I have hats that I got from the ECA. Thank you, ECA, for providing some of my zombie kit. My zombie hat, my wristbands to cover my wrist. Again, there will be no biting of the quarry of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I have made mittens galore.
Mittens galore. All right, so.
Oh, I'm out of order already.
You're out of order. Out of order.
I stay out of order.
Yeah, but we like it out. Hang on.
Out of order.
You know, you always got to be prepared, though. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the season of shopping is upon us, and the season of games to teach us all about the evil spending and stuff like that is also upon us. All right, so McBank, the puzzle of money and freedom. Please, McBank, can I have some more?
Oof.
This is the season to be, well, buying stuff. During this traditional time of goodwill to all valid credit card holders, please take a moment to spare thought for your local McBank. At this time of the year, I swear I'll get it right, you may enjoy a few relaxing days away from work with your family, exchanging high-value retail goods and sharing heartwarming stories, stories of noteworthy price drops and discounts. But please, do not forget about the people that really matter. The people that make it all possible. The senior management at McBank. Even just a few days away from your desk will lower McBank's productivity. Never forget that we need you to make us even more money. The complicated marketing messages, product innovations, efficient manufacturing operations, and distribution logistics all rely on you, our skilled, loyal, and subdued workforce. At the very least, while you spend your hand full of allocated non-working hours, please ensure that you continue to support McBank by purchasing the latest product lines from McBank Fashion and McBank Tech. Of course, McBank Finance will be happy to increase your loans and debt should you want more stuff this year, as all good McBank workers will. All right, so McBank, the puzzle of money and freedom, has been outsourced to HoneyTrust Studios. It is now available on Macintosh computers as well as portable devices. As a loyal member of the McBank family, we know you will take it upon yourself to download this application to all your eligible devices. Do not disappoint us! All right, so that's up on new.gamingatrix.com this morning. Head over, check it out. It does sound kind of amusing. It's a little bit sad, actually. Yeah, I may need a drink after playing that. So anyways, the puzzle of money and freedom. GameAndMatrix.com this morning. Mwah.
All right. Sega.
Oh, no, not Sega.
Yeah, the Sega Cup Virtual Fighter Tournament 2013 is on the horizon in partnership with Level Up. There will be a tournament they're putting on that will take place in Los Angeles at the Super Arcade on April 20th, 2013. Cash prizes will be awarded to the top 16 players. The version for the PlayStation 3 will be used for the competition. Based on the latest arcade version, I don't think that's fair. Based on the latest arcade version of the celebrated Virtual Fighter series, Virtual Fighter 5 Final Showdown launched in June of this year for PlayStation Network and for Xbox Live Arcade, and for the Xbox 360 if you didn't have XBLA. And it looks like they're planning a Wii U one coming up soon. The tournament will be an annual competition and will be open to all Virtual Fighter fans. To assist fans in training for the event, Sega will launch the official Virtual Fighter 5 Final Showdown guide on the App Store, on the Apple iTunes Store, for a mere 99 cents. This is one of for the short time I was gaming Legend for a week in the mall because of this game. I had come from work. I worked in a department store, and I was all dressed up in my department store garb, the cart, the heels, and the jacket, and the skirt. And this little boy was playing Virtual Fighter, and I walked up, and I started playing. He was like, "Ew, you can't play, lady, blah, blah, blah." He's about 12 or so. And I let him win 3 games so that I could watch how he plays. Remember, I told y'all I study patterns. So then I says, okay, playtime's over, boy. I took off my earrings and handed them to my friend, took off my shoes, handed them to my friend, took off my handed them to my friend, and they were like, oh! And then we started the game, and I knocked him out in one move. Bam! And then he started up again. I knocked him out again in another move, and then I dropped the controller and walked away and went, I'm done.
That's awesome, woman.
That was so much fun. Just for a week, they was like, there goes that girl. That's that virtual fighter girl. Yeah.
I love my Corey. I love my Corey. You're so hilarious, Corey.
See, I have lots of gamer stories. When you all are old and gray, you have to have these gamer stories to share with your grandchildren. When I have grandchildren, I'll be like, remember that time? You're just going to be sitting next to me on the porch. We're going to be gumming pie because we're not going to have teeth. Mm-hmm. Remember that time when we were playing Fallen Earth? Remember that time that zombie bit you and then you were trying to shoot him?
And you caught on fire. I think we both caught on fire. That thing came out of like, I mean, we were back off the way. We had our guns. We were trying to pick off these zombies from a distance.
Oh, you know, you're right. Because that's we're on top of a bus.
And we caught fire.
Yeah, they were on top of the bus and we were trying to be DPS. Yeah, we did catch on fire. You are absolutely right. Because I remember seeing fire through my scope going, what the hell is that?
They're on fire. Oh, no.
By the way, the farms are epic. I just want to show that. They're that into you, Ginger.
Yeah, I will be there in a little bit. I'll be there in a little bit.
I'm sorry. I had to tell you, the farms are epic.
All right.
I don't have one yet. I have some seeds. I'm trying to find a spot to plant.
You know what would be? That'd be hot. I've got to talk to them. I've got a great idea. They should let us build houses now.
Well, people are already asking for that, and they said this is the first step.
And see, that'd be awesome. You know, we get our farms, and we can build our houses. Of course, we have to gather all sorts of crazy house building stuff, but yeah. Oh.
I want to put turrets on the top of my farm is what I want. I don't need a house. I just need a nice small farm, and I need turrets and some barbed wire, and I could work this.
Yeah, we will have the Gamer Girls Radio little hideout.
You know everybody's going to try to come over there anyway.
All right, so Crash Dummy available now on iOS devices. That's right. The tactical platformer Crash Dummy, developed by 12 Games, has been released today by Amenitas Entertainment for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. The game is available on the App Store as a full version for US $2.99 or $1.99. I think that's sentence, francs, pounds, something. 269 euros, I think. Or as a light version with limited content as of today. The level Crash Impact Dummy Sid is getting bored. Day in and day out, he is subjected to the same old safety test. However, when one fateful day, Professor M. Workin's daughter is kidnapped by his arch nemesis, Detroit, Sid finally gets his opportunity to live the life of adventure and become a hero. The players take control of Sid and help him navigate 20 varied levels, broken down into 3 stages each. Whether it's in sewers, swamps, ice, or lava, Sid has to jump, climb, and sneak his way past many different obstacles and challenges. The story is told through lovingly crafted cartoons and short video sequences with 25 different types of enemies and 7 mighty bosses. Sid has to use his whole arsenal of weaponry, including bazookas, ice lasers, and flamethrowers. All right, so it is for the iOS. I told you how much it's going to be, and it's out now. Oh, and there is a YouTube video, which I will get up on new.gamenatrix.com in just a little bit.
Okay, I want to thank Elite Girl Gamers for making me faint just now. They just posted up some earrings from Girl Gamer Vogue, and it is sparkly Triforce earrings.
Ooh.
Oh my god. I want these earrings so bad. I'm kissing my screen. Oh, and I'll post it up on our Facebook page. And then we gotta go because I need to be alone with this picture. Anyway, we'll see you guys later on tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, we will be going off about quite a few things, mostly having to do with the issues with them blaming us. This would be a good time for you to call in. I'm thinking about doing something, like sending this over to our congressman. You know, this is our show. So if you want to call in, you want to have a say-so, this would be a good time. I may end up sending them the link to this or a copy of the show so that they can hear voices of the actual community because, you know, they kind of dismiss us as we're a bunch of, you know, little boys hiding in our mom's basements. We all know that's not true. Some of us little girls hiding in our mom's basement. But anyway, we'll see you guys later. If I can find music, GLaDOS, let the board go.
She has everything.
GLaDOS. GLaDOS, don't be a floor.
Here.
The camera girl's right. Yes, remember, Jim is the president. He's the first president at